And our elders, peace be with you.
下午我们一起来学习的题目是为婚姻加油。
For mutual encouragement this afternoon, subject will be rally for your marriage.
我们这几天在这边开婚姻介绍人的这个讲习会。
And as we all know, last few days we've been holding the marriage coordinator workshop here at Sweetest Church.
婚姻呢是一件人生的大事。
Marriage is a very big deal in our lives.
不单只影响我们的今生 ，this life。
Marriage not only affects or impacts our life here on earth,
还会影响我们的永生。
It will also impact our future life.
因为啊，我们一个人花很多时间在自己的家庭里面。
Because we spend all our lives within our family.
我们的家庭的最核心的关系就是婚姻。
And
the
core tenet of our family it belies in this marriage.
影响我们自己。
And it impacts ourselves.
影响我们跟上一代。
It also impacts the generations before us.
也会影响我们下一代。
And will impact the generations after us.
当一个年轻人他长大了，就会有想要成家结婚的这种感觉。
For those our youth, when they come of age, they'll have this urge to establish their own family.
但是你看现在社会上。
But if you look at society today,
越来越少年轻人真正是走到婚姻里面。
In society today, there are fewer and fewer youth who go down this path of establishing a family.
因为现在的离婚率越来越高。
In fact, divorce rates are higher today than they were ever before.
像北美洲的社会啊，大概有一半的婚姻都是以离婚结束的。
In fact, in North America alone, most marriages end in divorce.
所以很多年轻人就是说，既然结了婚又离，不如不要结。
So that sets a bad precedent and this mentality that why bother with marriage if that's the case.
那主内的弟兄姐妹，因为我们是有道理的，我们是敬畏神的。
But those who believe in God, we have a different conception of this.
我们知道婚姻是一辈子的。
Marriage is for life.
要保守在主的里面。
You must preserve the sanctity of your marriage for life.
但是仔细看看我们身边的，或者是我们自己的父母，或者是我们身边的亲人、朋友们。
But if you take a look closely at those who are around you, whether it's your own parents, or your relatives, or friends and family,
真正的在婚姻里面很快乐的、很幸福的，又有几对？
How many of those people who are married truly have a joyous marriage?
这个是表面上大概也看不出来，可能自己本身当事人才知道。
Of course, on the surface, it may be difficult to judge.
那为什么婚姻呢好像那么难？
So why is marriage so difficult?
不是神设计它那么难。
Was marriage not established by God?
而是人没有按照神的吩咐的原则去经营我们的婚姻。
Was it not God who established marriage with according to His will?
主内婚姻只是第一个开始。
Marriage and God is only the first step.
那怎么得到美好的婚姻？
So how do you achieve a beautiful and long-lasting marriage?
婚姻有人比喻好像一个花园。
Some people attribute or compare marriage to a beautiful garden.
我相信你们每个人的家里大概都有个小花园，除非住公寓的话。
公
寓也有大花园。
I'm sure some of us, whether you live in your own single family residence or an apartment, you may have a small garden.
你们家里每一个人的花园大概都长得不一样。
Everyone's garden grows differently.
有一些很多花，很多草，草都很干净。
Some gardens are very well groomed, maintained.
有些人家里只种杂草。
Some gardens are filled with beautiful weeds.
那我们外面教会的花园真的很漂亮啊。
Our garden here in Sweetest Church is quite nice.
这一个花园有没有打理过，那一看就看得出来。
So whether one is maintained or not, it's very easy to tell.
婚姻也是一样。
Marriage is the same.
你要去修理它，要去打理它。
Marriage must be maintained.
有人比喻婚姻也像一台车子。
Marriage can also be compared to an automobile.
不在乎你什么牌子。
No matter what make and model.
如果给你一台再好的车，但你不保养、不换油。不小问题的时候去修理，它没有几万公里，它就可能就挂了。
Regardless of make and model, if you fail to maintain it, eventually it will break down.
有一些人很会保养他的车子，开了50万还在跑。
Some people may drive over 500,000 miles the same vehicle.
所以我们的婚姻呢是没有错，是神在主里面会祝福我们。
So it is true, marriage under God will be blessed by God.
但是我们也要为自己的婚姻加油。
But we must remember, like the subject says, we must rally for our own marriage.
鼓励自己跟配偶要按着神的教训去经营我们的婚姻。
Encourage ourselves and encourage our partners to be steadfast in this.
婚姻呢，是我们遇见神的一个地方。 Where we meet God.
Marriage is where we meet God.
神要透过婚姻呢，让我们明白我们跟他的关系。
And through marriage, it helps us understand our relationship with God.
所以啊，我们有信徒的人，婚姻就是我们跟神常常会遇见的一个地方。
So for those believers, in our marriage, we often can realize our relationship with God through it.
圣经里面所有重要的道理、最关键的道理，都需要应用在婚姻里面。
The deepest, most important teachings of the Bible, are to be practiced within a marriage.
还有呢，婚姻本身好像一块镜子。
In fact, marriage can be likened to that of a mirror.
会反映你跟神的关系。
It will also reflect your relationship with God.
这个没有得骗的。
There is no
没有得骗别人的。
You cannot hide. You cannot.
有人说啊,
hide this from anyone.
我跟神关系很好。
You may tell someone my relationship with God is quite good.
我什么圣工都做。
I participate in a lot of different holy work.
我每天都来早祷会。
Every Sabbath, every church service, I'm early.
一个来教一个礼拜来教会七天。
I come to the church 7 days a week.
够热心的吧？你旁边那个人是不是这样？
Of course, this is a very zealous person. But
如果有人是这样，应该很厉害。
Of course, on the surface, this may appear to be quite amazing for someone of that level of faith.
但是如果这个人回到家跟他的配偶是不合的。
However, if this same person went home to his or her partner and was different,
不合, not in harmony,
and not in harmony with his or her partner,
在教会祷告很大声, Hallelujah, 很迫切, 回家就是骂人的,
this person may be at church praying zealously for God, to God, and at home, on the other hand, is yelling at his or her partner.
这个其实代表他跟神的关系其实有出了问题。
So this marriage is in actuality the true state of the relationship with God.
婚姻呢，就是一面镜子，反映你跟神真实的关系。
So you can compare marriage to that of a mirror.
所以我们来谈谈呢，从雅歌这卷书里面呢，看看这个怎么样，我们可以为自己的婚姻来加油。
So let's take a look at the Song of Solomon and its teachings on how we can apply them to our marriage.
雅歌这本书啊，通常我们比较少读它。
Song of Solomon is not often referenced.
然后我们读它的时候呢，通常都会说啊，这是讲属灵的，这个真教会跟主耶稣的关系。
And we oftentimes say this. This is more of a in the spiritual sense, the relationship between God and the church.
Jesus and the church.
Or Jesus and the church.
啊，没有，我们就跳到马上就跳到天国了，跳到属灵了。
So immediately you extend yourself to the next level of the spiritual realm.
当然呢，圣经里面很多东西都是讲属灵的预表。
Of course, most of teachings in Bible in the Bible are must be interpreted in the spiritual sense.
雅各这卷书啊，在写的时候啊，它是写一个爱情的故事。
But the Song of Solomon is actually a book of about love.
就是这个王跟他所爱的枢密女，他怎么样，他们的关系怎么演变，从不怎么亲密到非常的相爱。
It begins with this king, talking about the Shulamite, and the progression of their relationship.
那我们再来看看，找几个重点，来看看在。 雅各里面怎么告诉我们要为自己的婚姻呢来加油来努力。
So we will reference a few key verses here and understand how the teachings here can be applied to our marriage.
第一点,
first point.
这个王啊，他常常会鼓励赞美他的所爱的枢密女。
This king oftentimes praises and encourages this woman.
建立他的自信, self-confidence.
And he actually builds waters her self-confidence.
我们看第一章的第五节。Let's
take a look at the first chapter, verse 5.
雅歌第一章的第五节。Song
of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5.
耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我虽然黑，却是秀美，如同击打的帐篷，好像所罗门的幔子。 不要因日头把我晒黑了就轻看我。
6.
我同母的兄弟向我发怒，他们使我看守葡萄园，我自己的葡萄园却没有看守。
Verse 5. I am dark but lovely, O daughters of Jerusalem, like the tents of Kedar, like the curtains of Solomon. Verse 6. Do not look upon me because I am dark, because the sun has tanned me. My mother's sons were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but my own vineyard I have not kept.
这个雅各的女主角，就是这位女子，这位苏密女，她的家庭背景是这样的。
But this is, so this describes the background of the Shulamite woman.
她很可能是从单亲家庭出来，因为她没有什么提到她的爸爸。
She must have come from a single parent home because here does not mention about her father.
她肯定家里是贫穷的，因为她自己是个女生，却是要去牧羊。她不是大家的大家闺秀小姐。
And also her background may be that of a modest one because she is a keeper of the vineyards.
她跟她的妈妈还有她的哥哥们一起住。
She lived with her mother's, her mother and her brothers.
但是却没有得到众人的宠爱。
But she did not, she does not reference the love that she was received from her loved ones.
反而她同母的兄弟常常在欺负她。
In fact, here states that her brothers were often angry with her.
常常向她发怒。
They bullied her and are often angry with her. Asking her, why don't you go tend the vineyard? In fact, these brothers may have their own work to do, yet they spend their time chastising their sister instead. Maybe they have their younger sister, the Shulamite woman, to tend their vineyards.
所以这个可怜的小妹啊,
So this Shulamite woman, as a younger sister, had a great deal upon her shoulders.
要看守葡萄园呢，是很辛苦的，要去修剪树枝，等于要晒太阳。
Maintaining a vineyard is not easy. You toil and labor under the sun.
太阳晒得多啊，就会黑啊。
If you are spend your most of your time in the day under the sun, you will be tanned.
所以苏密女就说了，哎呀，不要因为我是黑呀就轻看我。
So here she says, "Do not look upon me because I am dark."
所以这个女生啊，家庭背景也不好，又穷，又常常要做苦工，又晒得黑，又被哥哥欺负，所以你看她是不是很可怜？
So you can actually find pity upon this woman. She not only comes from a very modest background, but she spends her time toiling and laboring all day and being bullied by her own family.
一个人的个性啊, 跟他的家庭很有关系。
One's personality is often developed by their upbringing.
如果家里的环境是很正面的, 通常他长大很有自信心。
If you're brought up in a family that is right, then you will grow up to be a rightful person.
像苏密女这种家庭环境出来的，她肯定是很自卑的。 很 self feeling inferior.
And unfortunately, for this type of background that the Shulamite woman grew up in, she grew up in one that perhaps made her into very
她觉得自己黑黑的。
Into a very low confidence type of person.
那这个时候啊，他的爱人呢，这个王啊，怎么鼓励他呢？
So her lover, this king, how did he encourage her?
这里第八节。第八节，你这女子中极美丽的，你若不知道，只管跟随羊群的脚中去，把你的山羊羔放牧在牧人的帐旁边。
Chapter 1, verse 8. If you do not know, O fairest among women, follow in the footsteps of the flock and feed your little goats beside the shepherd's tents.
我让你比法老车上吐的骏马。
Verse 9. I have compared you, my love, to my filly among Pharaoh's chariots.
你的两帅因法变而秀美，你的景象因珠寸而华丽。
Verse 10. Your cheeks are lovely with ornaments, your neck with chains of gold.
我们要为你编上金边。 让上银钉。
Verse 11, we will make you ornaments of gold with studs of silver.
你看这个王啊, 他怎么来鼓励, 怎么来肯定他所爱的苏密女。
So this king, this is how he not only encourages his beloved, but also gives her the confidence and proves what he says.
苏密女虽然她自己的条件不好,
Even though the Shulamite woman, her background may say otherwise.
可能有点自卑。
In fact, she could be quite pitiful.
但是这个做丈夫的，就常常鼓励她。
But this, her partner, this king, incessantly encourages her.
说，我觉得你很漂亮。
He often tells her, "You are beautiful."
他不是说你是众人其中一个漂亮的，他说是你是最漂亮的。
He does not say you are one of the most beautiful. He says you are the most beautiful.
你很特别的。
In fact, this is very. He says you are very special.
你好像这个法老车上的那个骏马一样，那个漂亮的马，那个它整个形状很美。
You are just like the Pharaoh's chariots.
哇，你身体也很漂亮。
Your body is beautiful.
你的耳朵啊，你的项链啊，戴上去也很漂亮，头发也很漂亮。
Your hair, your features and any ornament that's placed on you makes you beautiful.
这个在这种赞美啊，还有这种鼓励啊，正面的语言，在夫妻关系之间呢，非常的重要。
This type of praise and encouragement in a marriage is very important.
通常男女在年轻的时候交往的时候，都把对方看得很美好。
Of course, when a couple is just getting to know each other, they oftentimes only look at the beautiful aspects of each other. Before marriage, you see nothing but beauty.
会赞赏他，赞美他。
You praise the other party.
但是结了婚之后呢，哇，那是开始看缺点了。
But after marriage, you tend to start noticing the other party's shortcomings.
每天都是讲他的缺点。
To the point where every day is rebukement of their shortcomings.
从他外表上的缺点开始谈起。
You may find yourself finding their physical shortcomings.
怎么以前结婚之前你都会打扮，现在你都不会打扮？
Why before marriage you used to adorn yourself with makeup, but now you don't spend any more time making yourself up.
或者是以前现在看到他的缺点呢，都在挑他的毛病，每天挑他的毛病。
And little by little, you start picking out the little things and become extremely picky with their shortcomings.
我们知道人的自信心呢，要是被建立起来。
Of course, one's personalities and character they must be developed.
那小时候的自信心呢，是父母给的。
When one is young, that is given and developed by their parents.
所以你看那些小孩子啊，头低低的，没有什么自信心的，大概就是父母啊，常常可能会用一些很不好的语言啊，去责骂他，或者是忽略他。That
is one's confidence when you're young is developed is built by one's parents. So if you see a child constantly with his head tilted down, that can tell you something about one's upbringing.
他个性就小时候被扭曲了。
They could be
扭曲了, twisted.
They may have been twisted by their parents or
siblings.
But God loves humankind. He gave humankind a second chance.
这是进入婚姻。
And this is to enter into marriage. So to enter into a marriage, the first step is to leave your family.
你不再受你的父母影响。
That way, you will no longer be subject to the
进入婚姻里面，让你配偶影响你。
The impact of your parents. Now you enter into a marriage where it's just you and your spouse.
也让你影响你的配偶。
So you will impact your spouse and vice versa.
所以既然已经结婚了，已经娶了，已经嫁了，我们就是要学习怎么用嘴巴来肯定、赞赏对方的优点。
So once you enter this marriage, you use your words and your actions to establish praise and confidence into your spouse.
这个男生，这是丈夫跟太太都要多学习。
This applies to both the husband and the wife.
如果以女生来说，女生通常讲话都是讲比较快，比较fast.
For women, For some women, they may be fast talkers.
尤其是女生有了孩子之后呢，就骂孩子会很顺。
Especially after a woman has given birth to children,
骂人的时候讲话都很流利的。
Given birth to children, for some reason they become even more fluent in this.
有时候孩子骂多了，也把先生当成其中一个孩子。
For some women who often rebuke their kids, they often make their husband like into one of their kids.
哎呀，怎么你这样啊？怎么怎么怎么样？哇，都开始。
So they may rebuke their spouse. The same way they rebuke their children.
那这样久而久之呢，先生就觉得说，哎呀，我家里多一个妈了。
So for the husband, very soon he'll feel like he's living with his own mother.
做得好, 不会提出来, 不会鼓励, 做得不好,
So in the perspective of the husband, he may feel like I am doing nothing right, because when I do something right, nothing gets said, but it's only when I do something wrong, I never hear the end of it.
他就觉得我都那么忙了, 我还有空赞美你, 啊?
So he may feel, I am so busy, how do I have enough time to praise you?
但是那么简单的, 啊, 谢谢你啊, 哎呀, 你很好啊, 我真的很感激你啊, 这种话呢, 觉得说没有必要讲。
And he may feel little things, little words such as thank you, or please, or you look pretty today, he may feel these are unnecessary.
久而久之, 这种赞赏愉悦的, 或者是肯定的话的, 没有出现在婚姻当中。
And eventually this becomes habitual, and over time, the marriage lacks any of these types of words.
感情呢就会越来越淡。
And because of the lack of these types of praise and encouragement, the marriage, in a sense, the relationship changes.
感情越来越淡的时候呢, 婚姻里面呢就只剩下责任而已, 就是, 哎呀, 不做不行,
it changes in the way where it no longer is a marriage built upon love, it's a marriage built upon
your
responsibilities.
少了这种肯定跟赞赏。
It lacks this praise and encouragement.
但是有一些丈夫呢, 啊, 他们就比较聪明。
But some husbands are smarter than that.
啊, 有一些太太啊, 她自信心比较低落。
Some husbands, they marry to a woman where the wife is lacks a little lacks some self-confidence. She may feel she is never pretty enough.
那身材呢,生了几个孩子又不一样了。
Especially after bearing a few children, their body may change.
常常在镜子面前说,哎呀,自己很不一样了。自己很...
Look at herself in the mirror and feel like her body has completely changed. She may start looking at the white hairs that may be sprouting out of her head. So for the smart husband in this case, you never say, oh, it's because it's due to your age. How should the smart husband act? The smart husband will say, really? I did not notice a single thing. You are still beautiful in my eyes.
这个时候,他说,哎呀,你眼睛瞎了。但心里面呢,还是很开心。
But of course, the wife would say, no, you're just blind. But inside, she is very heartwarmed.
或是你说,没有关系啊,你胖我也胖,我胖的比你更多。
The not so smart husband may say, well, if you're overweight, well, so am I. So let's both be overweight.
我们一起啊。 反正呢,你就是要肯定他。 你变得怎么样,我还是爱你。
So the smart husband would say, no matter how you change, I will still love you for who you are.
或是你丈夫,你太太替你做了什么事的时候,你要肯定他。
And especially if your wife has done something nice for you, you must thank her and encourage her.
你会帮我到的事,你真的很棒。
Thank you for helping me with such and such chore.
你每天在家带孩子,太太你真的很辛苦,我谢谢你。
Especially if the wife is at home taking care of the children, you must encourage her and thank her for her strength to be able to bring to take care of a family.
这种感谢的话,其实我们不是我们信仰上一直教导我们要常讲的吗?
These words of praise, are these not teachings that apply to our own spiritual lives?
神要我们练习,我们每天都要感谢赞美。
Does God not teach us to always be thankful?
每天要讲哈利路亚,讲很多次。
Every day we say hallelujah, praise the Lord.
要感谢神。
To thank God.
这个你一回到家就写你老公,一回到家就写你太太。
But if you go home and you say, on the flip side of that, if you go home and start complaining about your spouse,
这个神给你的礼物, 我们说婚姻是神给的嘛, 对不对?
This is a gift of God. Do we not think our marriage is a gift from God?
神给你的礼物, 你买, 每天回到家就打开它就嫌它, 哎呀, 怎么送给我这个?
How can you go home and complain about this gift that God has given to you?
那送给你礼物, 你要说, 啊, 谢谢, 谢谢, 谢谢。
When someone gives you a gift, you thank them. You don't complain about it.
你不喜欢也要谢谢,
even if you don't like it,
你不喜欢也要学习喜欢它。
Even if you don't like it, learn to like it.
你不能说一打开说, 啊, 怎么送我这个?
When one gives you a gift, you don't on the spot complain and question, how could you give me such a thing?
好像别人那款礼物比较好，能不能？
不能这样。Can you in marriage ask to trade gifts with someone else? No.
如果你觉得你的配偶不够好，
if you really feel that your spouse is not good enough,
很可能是你自己本身也不是很好。
It is highly likely that is because you may feel that you are not good enough.
很可能是你没有去鼓励到他。
And that is why you may not encourage the other party.
或者是肯定他。
Or give her or him that self-confidence.
有时候这种关系是互相的。
This type of interaction is mutual.
你一句谢谢的话，又带来他有一句谢谢的话。
Words of thank you one way must come back the other.
你一句难听的话，他也可以回你一句更难听的话。
If you say something that is not so pleasant, remember that may also come back to you.
苏密女啊，她其实她条件其实不是很好。
So the Shulamite woman unfortunately had a very unfortunate upbringing.
但是呢，所罗门王这个王鼓励他说：“你很好，你很漂亮，你很俊美。”
But King Solomon thought otherwise. He thought he was the most beautiful woman on the earth.
我们要为婚姻加油啊！先从我们的嘴巴、我们的感恩开始做起。
So we must rally for your marriage, not only through your words.
神给你安排的、已经娶的了、已经嫁的了，就是最适合你的了。
So through your words, and if God already established this according to His will, you must be thankful.
你要去学习感恩。
Learn to be thankful.
学习帮助对方能够建立起来。
Learn to help the other party.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
第二点。
The second point.
我们要学习为婚姻加油，就是你要打开自己的心门。
To rally for your marriage, you must open your heart.
不要封闭自己。
Don't close yourself off.
我们看二章的十四节。
Let's take a look at chapter 2, verse 14.
二章十四节。
Chapter 2, Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 14.
我的鸽子啊，你在磐石月中，在陡岩的隐秘处，求你容我得见你的面貌，得听你的声音，因为你的声音柔和，你的面貌秀美。
Verse 14, O my dove in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the cliff, let me see your face, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely.
这是王跟苏密女所讲的话。
These are the words that King Solomon said to the Shulamite woman.
他把它比喻，他是一个我的良人，我的爱人，好像鸽子一样。
He said, "My beloved, you are just like a dove."
鸽子的特性啊，都是喜欢找到一个洞里面啊，山洞啊，就躲起来，在里面筑巢。
So doves, they tend to hide in crevices or small holes.
你看到飞进去，听到它的声音，但是它躲这里面，你就看不到它了。
And once this dove enters into this hole, you then lose sight of it.
所以呢，他就要求他了，我的美人呢，你看这个王都很会讲话，每一句话都是很，不能说甜言蜜语了，但是从心里面讲出来的，取悦他太太的话。
And you can see the words and how he expresses himself, it's full of endearment, full of love,
我的美人啊,
genuine love.
我的美人啊,
my love.
我们在座的弟兄啊，上一次你跟你太太说美人啊，什么时候？
So here our brothers refer to your spouses as your love.
我知道中国大陆老一辈的就叫配偶叫爱人啊，爱人啊。
And those from different cultures may say you are my lover.
我第一次听了觉得很肉麻。这是很
啊。Sometimes when I first heard of this, I thought it was.
但是后来想想，这个对啊，本来就应该叫做爱人呢。后来想就对啊，这样讲是对的 ，my beloved.
But as I thought about it, I recognize、这个、the validity of it.
这个雅各更先进了，他说我的美人啊。
But King Solomon here went a step further, say my beautiful love.
我们弟兄们啊，已经丈夫们，今天晚上回家。就可以这样子试试看，这样称呼你。
So our husband sitting here, take a, when you go home tonight, try it out.
你太太一定理你，一定听得很开心。
I guarantee that your wife would be very pleased.
我的美人啊。
So my
我的鸽子啊。
My dove.
第十四节，你躲在那个穴中啊，在里面，请你出来，容我看到你的面貌。
In the secret places of the cliff, let me see your face.
这是你的感情啊，你的心里面的想法，你不要隐藏在心里面。
This essentially means, don't bury your feelings inside your heart. Let it come out. Share.
神造男人呢比较笨的，说实在。 三兆男在情感上比较笨。God created man.
God's under God's creation, men seem to be a little more dumb.
数学啦，科学啦，哎呀，所以我们弟兄很多 engineer 做电脑的。对于电脑那些比较简单。
They may be a little less intelligent when it comes to feelings.
电脑很好弄啊，按一个就叫它打开了，不喜欢它就把它 turn off.
Yet,
哇。
Yet, some men, they are smart enough to be doctors or engineers.
在公司里面呢，管几百个人都没问题。
They may be able to manage a personnel of 100 people, and there's no problem.
不喜欢它就叫它回家 fire.
If they don't like someone, they may let them go.
但是有一些男生回到家，怎么说？我太太生气什么？我都不知道。她生气三天了，已经我不知道她生气什么。
So some men, however, when they go home, they become clueless. They may wonder why their wife has been mad at them for the last 3 days.
那女生呢？就有时候好像鸽子一样躲在这个山洞里面了，生气但是又不跟人讲，为什么？
So some women may be like this dove. They may hide and not share what's wrong.
没有把它沟通出来。
They don't communicate.
有些弟兄也是一样，躲在山洞里面。
But some men are also like a dove. They may go hide in the cliff as well.
你没有为婚姻加油啊，就是你没有把你的想法、你心里面的情感流露出来，跟对方沟通。
So the point here is, if you don't work on your marriage with respect to communication,
婚姻里面最怕不是吵架，而是怕连吵架都省得了。
So the greatest thing that we fear in marriage is not arguments. It's the lack of communication where you don't even find a need to argue it anymore.
有一天你都连跟对方吵架，你都不想浪费口水了，就算了，就不讲。
You almost
这个才是最恐怖的。
So the greatest risk to a marriage is this type of indifference where any communication is no longer necessary.
所谓的冷战啊，冷处理啊，这是 cold war 了。
So this indifference becomes what we can refer to as a cold war within a marriage.
那你心里面可能已经很多的失望。
You may already lost all faith in this marriage.
可能很多的受伤。
You may have been hurt along the way.
你把自己的藏在里面了。
Yet you let this all bury within inside you.
这样的婚姻不会幸福。
This type of marriage will not succeed.
圣经告诉我们，你要打开自己。
So the Bible here teaches us you must open your heart.
还有呢，我们来看以弗所书。
Further, let's take a look at Ephesians.
第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
二十六节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26.
以弗所书四章二十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 26.
生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可以给魔鬼留地步。
Verse 26, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. 27, nor give place to the devil.
就说生气不要犯罪。
So here it says, do not sin when you are angry.
当你很生气的时候，讲错话了，讲了一出让你后悔的话，你就犯罪了。
When you are angry and you say something you shouldn't have and you later on regret it, you have sinned.
讲了一些伤害到配偶的话。
If you say, if words that come out of your mouth harm the other party,
譬如说啊,
you have sinned.
你说，哎呀，早知道不嫁给你，我当初一定眼睛瞎了。
For example, one may say in an argument,I was blind when I was young. I should not have married you.
这种话就很伤人，一辈子对方会记得。
But this type of word is very harmful.
你生气乱讲话，
it hurts you for eternity.
你生气讲话，这等于说喝醉酒拿刀乱挥，很容易伤到别人。
This type of wrath likens to a drunk man carrying a knife.
所以一定要在睡觉之前把这个怒气把它拿走。
So what is important here is before you turn in for bed.You must expel this wrath.
不可含怒到日落。
Do not keep it to daylight.
不是有个故事这样讲，大家可能听过了。
Is there not a story that we once heard?
夫妻吵架，不讲话了。
A couple once argued and chose not to speak to each other.
但是吵完架还是要睡觉啊。
But of course, you still need to sleep that night.
那先生呢，就睡觉之前呢，写一个纸条。
So the husband before bed wrote a note.
因为他平常都依赖老婆叫他起床，平常他依赖他的老婆叫他起床。
Sometimes if he needs his wife, he'll ask her to wake up.
他写一个纸条，明天请五点钟叫我起床，他要赶去坐飞机。
So to communicate with his wife, he writes her notes instead.
但是他不想跟他讲话，不想啊，把自己降低啊，要求他帮忙。
He doesn't want to speak to her. He feels it's
所以写个纸条，五点钟请叫我起床。 在他太太的旁边。
He feels it's a little emasculating to have to ask her for help.
结果
so he writes her a note.
好，他就睡觉。男人嘛，吵完架还是可以睡得着的，女人就睡不着。
Write her a note saying, hey, at this time the next day, help me with this and that. So men seems to be, no matter what, they can always sleep, whereas women, they may lose sleep. So the woman, obviously, because they are in a fight, she lost sleep, whereas he did not.
男生就打呼啊，睡觉啊，结果一醒，哇，诶，没人叫我，一醒，哇，怎么八点了？
So this man said, oh, he went to sleep, and the next day he woke up, it was 8, and he had written his note to his wife saying, wake me up at 5.
看到太太在喝咖啡，很悠哉悠哉的。
He had a flight to catch, so he must be waking up at 5. So he found his wife in the kitchen sipping a cup of coffee.
你怎么没有看我的纸条，我叫你起床。叫我起床。
So he rebuked her, saying, I asked you to wake me up at 5, why did you not?
她在喝咖啡。
So she continued to sip on her coffee.
我有叫你起床，你去看看，旁边写什么。
So she said, of course, I did ask you to wake you up. Did you not see the note I left for you?
有吗？先生回去看。哦，纸条旁边有一个纸条。
So he went back to their bedside and saw that she did indeed leave another note next to his original.
五点了，起床了。
And he said, beloved, it's 5 o'clock now, please get up.
哇，这个故事很有意思啊。每天不是都在我们身边发生吗？
This story is very interesting, is it not?
又要吵架，但是又不肯把自己脸拉下来，但是又很关注对方。
You spend your time and energy fighting, yet you can't bring your own ego down to talk about it.
那每个人呢都要躲在自己的山洞里面，等别人去把你邀出来。
You then hide in the cliffs, in the caves, and ask and enforce people to have to come and find you.
婚姻里面，夫妻是一体的。
In a marriage, you are one body.
尤其是男生要敏感一点，不要那么笨哦。
Especially for men, be a little more be a little more sensitive and empathetic to your spouse. Don't be so stupid.
太太不开心了，你跟他结婚那么久，也要了解他。他现在至少了解他现在是不高兴，什么不高兴？等一下再 find out.
So be a little more smart. Don't just pretend like you don't know. If you don't know, if you truly don't know, go and find out.
这个是很重要。
This is important.
太太也是。
Same with women.
不要藏在自己的里面，闷在里面。要跟丈夫沟通。有时候她就是太忙，她在外面那个数学啊，那些 engineering 东西太复杂了。没有受过这个训练。
Don't just bury yourselves inside. Come out and share your thoughts and feelings.
你要叫她说，你刚刚这样，你昨天这样做，让我其实我蛮失望的。
For example, yesterday you treated me this way or you said this thing and I was very disappointed.
So you need to tell him.
You must let him know.
So you need to pray for your marriage. That is, everyone needs to
open their. So again, rally for your marriage. Open your hearts.
最好是睡觉之前呢，就把它解决了。
So never go to bed angry.
不要躺在那边就很生气。
Don't just lie there feeling enraged.
这样子的话呢，我们的婚姻呢就会克服一些困难，一起成长。
And if you are able to avoid this, you will continue to step one step further together.
再来看这个雅歌。
So let's continue with Song of Solomon.
第二章的十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
我们讲了第三点，怎么为婚姻加油呢？
And I want to talk about the third point. How do you rally for your marriage?
第十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
要给我们擒拿狐狸，就是毁坏葡萄园的小狐狸。因为我们的葡萄园正在开花。
Verse 15, catch us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes.
这里说啊，要擒拿狐狸。
So here it says, catch the foxes.
为什么要擒拿狐狸呢？
Why must you catch them?
因为葡萄园的树都是矮矮的。
Because vineyards, the plants are short.
狐狸就喜欢吃葡萄。
Foxes love grapes.
那树要不高，所以狐狸进来，哎，抓了葡萄就吃了。
So because of these two, it's inevitable that the foxes will reach the grapes.
一个葡萄园里面有一两只狐狸的话，你的葡萄园就不用收割了，他就帮你收割好了。
If there are one or two foxes that have infiltrated your vineyard, you may not have a crop.
在这个地方，葡萄园是预表王跟枢密女的关系。
So here, this vineyard can be compared to this relationship with the king and the Shulamite woman.
当然，你要讲属灵的也可以。这个是我们跟神的关系，也有一些狐狸。
You can also apply this to our spiritual lives. You can apply them to your relationship with God.
但是我们跟我的配偶的关系其实就像一个葡萄园。
But here, liken it to your marriage and your relationship with your spouse is just like this vineyard.
无论你怎么努力去种这个葡萄。
No matter how much effort you put in to growing this vineyard.
有些东西可能会破坏你的婚姻的关系。
There, nevertheless, along the way, will have things that may come to destroy it.
你要在很早的时候发现这些小狐狸。
So, the earlier you can detect this, the more successful you can be to
spell it. 发现之后要去抓它。
Once you detect it, you must catch it.
把它丢到外面去。
Catch it and discard it.
因为婚姻呢是两个人最亲密的关系。
So marriage between a man and a woman is probably the most closest thing there is with any relationship.
不容许有任何的第三者的介入。
There never should be a third party to that.
当然有人说，哎，这个狐狸很简单嘛，我都知道，这是可能是代表婚姻当中的第三者嘛。The third party or the person.
Oh, sometimes we may be a little overconfident thinking that this third party is no problem.
不是 no problem, 就是 the third person, 就是介入你的婚姻的人呢，可能是人。
Oh, this third party may not only be a thing, it may also be another person.
所以我们中国人的这个话语是形容的蛮贴切的，也跟圣经一样，形容那些破坏人家婚姻的人叫什么？狐狸精。好吧。就是那种 little fox woman 啊，是不是有这样讲英文？就是有一些女人破坏人家的婚姻的，中文叫不要形容是狐狸精。
So with it's interesting enough, there is a saying in Chinese that this third party woman, for example, affecting one's marriage, is known as the fox lady or the foxy woman.
啊，所以我们弟兄哦，我们的弟兄要很小心哦，我们的弟兄要很小心。
你在笑什么？
我不知道。
OK， 再讲一次。
好，没关系。所以我们做弟兄要很小心。
So as brothers, be very careful.
你家里有太太。
You have a wife at home.
你的心就应该在你太太。
Your heart must be at home with your wife.
你公司可能有很年轻、很貌美的同事。
You may have beautiful young coworkers at work.
现在的人呢，不管你有没有结婚呢，他对你有好感，他要追你，他就会表示出来。
Today, women are different. They don't care whether you're married or not. If they like you, they'll go after you.
你手上有戴戒指啊，不代表他不敢追你。
Whether or not you wear a ring, they don't care. They'll still go after you.
他们很敢的。
They're very daring.
所以门外面的其实男人在外面试探也蛮多的。
So as brothers, as men out in society,
So 要小心有没有小狐狸要进到你的心里面取代你太太的位置。
The enticement is very great, so you must be very careful.
如果你跟你太太聊三句话已经没有兴趣了，跟你的女同事聊了半个钟头还聊不完，哇，很开心，那也要小心。
Be very careful if you spend 3 minutes with your wife and you get bored with your conversation, yet you can spend 30 minutes with your female friend at work. Be very careful.
或者是你对她，你对某一个异性已经有感觉了，不一定是已经做什么，已经有感觉了，哎，要小心，这个是狐狸进来了。
Be very careful with the fox in that.If you have any feeling towards someone that maybe a spark or is developing something, no action may be taken, but this is still a fox. You must be careful.
姐妹现在有在外面上班了，也一样。以前是只有弟兄，现在姐妹也要上班，外面接触很多人。
But times have changed. Women, more and more women are in the workforce, so you must too be careful.
好，所以要对别人的给你释出的讯号啊，要很敏感。
So you must be very sensitive to the attention you receive from others.
他们要约你单独吃饭啊，跟你聊什么单独的，要小心的狐狸出现了。
Be very careful if they want to invite you to lunch, one-on-one face-to-face lunch with the other party. Be very careful because the fox is near.
不要以为说哎呀都不可能了，我们很属灵的，我们不可能发生这种事。
Don't be so confident that you are one of great faith that there is no way you will overstep your bounds.
但是感谢主了，我们通常也不太敢啊，真的是。
But thank the Lord, many of us don't dare to even cross that line.
狐狸不一定是真的是哪一个人，不一定只是哪一个人。
So this fox may not necessarily be another human.
可能是一件事情。
It could be an event.
比如说你回到家里，你花很多时间上网。
For example, you go home and you spend a lot of time on the internet.
在公司也上网，回到家也上网。
You spend all day at work on the internet, and you do the same when you get home.
或者现在手机很发达。
Of course, nowadays mobile devices are prevalent.
我现在发觉在外面吃饭，大家都不讲话的。
I noticed that oftentimes during a meal, most people are on their mobile devices.
一个家庭吃饭坐下来点完餐了之后，自己看自己的手机。
I see families where the husband and wife and the children are all on their own cell phones.
有些夫妻回到家还是整天看着他的手机。
There are couples who go home and they spend the rest of the evening on their cell phones.
这种科技的东西有可能是小狐狸。
This type of technological advancement.Can be considered as a fox.
你花很多的时间跟很遥远的人讲话，但是你跟你身边那个人没有什么话讲。
You spend time conversing with those your friends around you, yet at home, the closest people to you, there is not a single thing to be said.
或者有些男生回到家不亲近太太，但是用网络的色情去满足自己的欲望，这个电脑这种本身也是狐狸。
A man may lose interest in his wife, yet find great interest in pornography.
所以啊，如果你的婚姻要幸福，要为婚姻加油。
So you must rally for your marriage.
你一定要祷告。
Pray continuously.
求耶稣给你智慧。
Ask God to give you wisdom.
给你力量。
And strength.
找出这个小狐狸。
To be able to detect these foxes early on.
把它抓起来，把它丢出去外面。
Catch them.
不然的话。
And to dispel them.
你的婚姻会被破坏。
If you don't catch them and if you don't dispel them, your marriage will be destroyed.
那还有没有别的小狐狸呢？
So are there any other foxes?
还有一种小狐狸。
There is another one.
是什么？
What is it?
你们一定不知道。
You may not know.
有一个前几个礼拜跟一个弟兄聊天。
A few weeks ago, I had a conversation with a brother.
这个弟兄呢，跟在别人眼前呢，好像都不太热心。
This brother, may be perceived as someone who is not so zealous.
他的太太很热心。
But his wife was extremely zealous.
在教会帮忙很多圣工。
She participated in a lot of holy work.
他们有几个孩子。
They have a few children.
这个先生啊，不开心。
But this husband found himself to be very unhappy.
对教会也不太投入。
And he did not really find interest in the church.
那时候跟他聊天了，聊聊最近好不好。
So I found myself to be conversing with him, and I asked him how he was doing.
他说：“哎呀，我看到你们哦，两夫妻啊，在外面散步啊，我心里面就很难过。”
I see you and your wife walking and taking a walk, and I'm very disappointed. I'm very sad.
为什么呢？
So I asked him why is that?
自从我跟我太太有了小孩子之后，
So he told me,
自从我们有了小孩子之后。就是他们了。
So he replied saying that after I had my wife and I had children,
我太太都很忙。
My wife became very busy.
除了忙工作。
Not only busy with her career,
又忙了家里几个小孩。
But obviously very busy with the housework and the children.
有时候我跟她说，出来陪我散个步。
So I would ask her, once in a while, I would ask her, let's go take a walk.
她说没有时间。
But she would say,
没有时间啊。
I'm sorry, I don't have time.
然后孩子要送去学这个学那个，跑这里跑那里。
I have to bus the kids here and there, and have to do this and that.
有了孩子之后啊，好像我跟我太太的关系很疏远。
It's almost as if once we had children, we distance from each other.
好像我的太太的心都只在孩子身上。
It's almost as if my wife's heart, is only placed on our children.
他也知道他的太太爱小孩是应该的。
But of course, he recognizes the fact that as a mother, she must love her children.
但是他感觉到跟太太的关系跟刚结婚的时候没有小孩子之前不一样。
But he also recognizes the fact that their relationship has changed from when before they had children to after they had children.
现在在一起好像只是一种责任，只是一种每天哇跟着 schedule 在跑。
So nowadays, it's almost as if our marriage is based on our own responsibilities and our own place in the family.
有时候什么是小狐狸？
So I ask you, what other foxes are out there?
如果我们让我们的小孩子转到你跟你的配偶中间，取代了你爱人的位置，这个也是不好。
So the point is here, if you let your children get in the way of your marriage, that may also destroy your marriage.
孩子不是应该在两夫妻的中间把他们分开。
Children should never be the reason to separate a couple.
应该是丈夫太太在一起。 一体的。
They should never be stand in between a husband and wife.
孩子牵在旁边。
Husband and wife should be holding hand to hand.
两夫妻的关系。
The children are on the outside.
两夫妻的关系才是最重要的。
The relationship between the man and the woman, the husband and the wife, is the most important.
孩子会长大。
Children will eventually grow up.
孩子会出去。
They will eventually move out of the house.
最后剩下的就是你跟你先生
或者太太。And who is left behind? You and your spouse.
所以雅各告诉我们。
So King Solomon told us.
在这个。
Or Song of Solomon told us.
良好的关系里面，夫妻是一体的。
That in a relationship, or in a marriage, the husband and wife are one body.
一定要抓住这些重点。
You must catch this very important point.
这个雅各里面有太多美好婚姻的道理。
But Song of Solomon has a great deal of teachings about marriage.
希望我们每一个人常常为自己的婚姻加油。
So I encourage every one of us here today to rally for your marriage.
让我们可以有更美好的婚姻，才能够荣耀神。
So that we can have a more beautiful marriage, which will only give glory to God.
我们唱诗431首。
Let's sing him 431. Seated, please.
我们要同心祷告。
Now all kneel down and pray in one accord.
要求主耶稣帮助我们每个人的家庭。
And we ask God to help each and every one of our families.
带领我们下一代主内的亲人们的婚姻。
And to guide the next generation of marriages.
为我们所有的同工婚介的同工来祷告。
And let's all pray for all the marriage coordinators we have here today.
我们所有的外来的同工也要常常为喜瑞都教会代祷。
And of course, those visitors who sit here today, please also pray for the Street of Church.
纪念他们这一次的接待。
Pray for their warm welcome.
这个他们重建会堂的一个工作。
And pray for their upcoming phase two construction.
现在同心一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray in one accord.